Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or tablet or phone. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 429, 2014's Top Podcasts. This is something I've wanted to do since the end of December, a rundown of the top 10 most downloaded episodes of the RSC podcast last year in 2014. As always, it's a fascinating list with some surprises, both happy and strange. Coming in at number 10 with 2,385 downloads is episode 390, Bible Tour Memories, originally posted on May 27th, 2014. Now, this was the slightly infamous UK tour of the Bible, the Complete Word of God Abridged, which generated an international poop storm when it was briefly banned in Newton Abbey, Northern Ireland. But in this episode, the guys gathered near the end of the tour to talk about how it was going and how it had gone. Here, cast member David Ellis talks about performing at Theatre by the Lake in Keswick.
We had the delight of having to perform around a set that was already on. We haven't talked about this yet, have we? We had Dancing at Lunessa. And they got in contact with Davey like days before and were like, oh, by the way, you have a small obstacle to perform around you're in Keswick. A diagonal fireplace. Yeah, it wasn't even like it was flat against the stage.
It was huge.
So we had this huge, authentic-looking fireplace with a crucifix, or the picture of the Virgin Mary, or something.
Yeah,
so
it
was quite unique. It was just basically a fireplace in the middle of the stage, which was attached to half a wall. They couldn't move it at all,
and there was a tree.
Coming in at number 9, also from May 2014, with 2,391 downloads, is episode 388, Returning to Edinburgh, in which Reed Martin and I talked about coming back to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival after a very, very long time away.
It's been a long time since we've been in Edinburgh. What was it?
Was it 2005 with Hollywood?
I think that's it. So what will it have been? Is that 10 years?
That's 9 years. And as in 2005, we will be returning to the Pleasance One, the first venue, the largest venue there at the Pleasance, just off the courtyard on the left as you enter. And we're so thrilled because we're going to be part of the Pleasance's, 30th anniversary? Is that what it is?
Well, it's got to be more than 25 because I first performed there in the summer of 1990. The first time I went over with Reduced Shakespeare Company, we did the complete works of William Shakespeare abridged in the Pleasance One. So yeah, maybe it's the 30th. I don't know what number anniversary it is.
It's a big number. It's a big number for not only the presence. I think it's a big Pleasance. The presence will be present in the Pleasance. It's a big number not only for the Pleasance, but I think for the Fringe itself.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, 2014. That's a huge number for the RSC because that will be 33. The same age as Jesus when he died.
Oh, so the pressure's on. It's okay. We've already died. We died in Cleveland. We died in Detroit.
So now we need to kill in Edinburgh. Also, exactly. Also in the spirit of Jesus. No, hang on.
In the spirit of some of his followers.
Having two of the top 10 most downloaded podcasts come from May makes me think that it's the month where just more people generally are listening. You'd think that the podcast from the early part of January would have the most downloads since they had the entire year to accumulate. And most of the remaining 8 of the top 10 prove that to be true. Coming in at number 8 from January 6th, the first podcast of 2014, with 2,408 downloads is episode 370, Meeting Mike McShane. Our old friend Mike McShane, who you probably know from Whose Line Is It Anyway, or from a recent episode of Doctor Who, or from the Kevin Costner Robin Hood where he played Friar Tuck, came to see us at the Cincinnati Playhouse in the park and then came out for drinks with us afterwards. Let me be James Lipton here. So your colorful checkered past informs your comedy how?
Even though I'm from the Midwest, whatever Midwestern I can bring to it, I feel I
am a San Francisco, California regional theater person and comedian, or comedic actor. Because the Northern California spirit, which I often describe it as, you're walking through Golden Gate Park, and all of a sudden, a huge, weird hippie comes out of the woods. He's stoned out of his tree, but he's actually talking cogent, radical political thought, and he makes you laugh, and he goes off. And that thing in San Francisco, Mime Troupe, the Eureka Theater, Berkeley Pickles. Rep, the Pickles. Larry Pisoni taught me clowning.
Wow.
You know? And in fact, I did this one-man show about Roscoe Arbuckle, and I wanted to learn how to do a 108.
Which is a circus term for a forward flip. Yeah.
Adam Long used to do them a lot in our shows.
Great.
And so I said, I want to do a 108. And Larry Pisoni, he looks like Burt Young. Yeah. You know, he's just like...
From the Rocky movies.
Yeah, from the Rocky. He's just like, you really want to do this? How many shows a week? Okay, I'm going to show you once. He takes his shirt off, and he does it. You know, and he goes, shoom! Boom! And he gets up like, and I was like, no, I'm a pussy. Yeah. No, I'm not going to do it. Wise choice. You know? Bless him, he really schooled me.
Now, that was from January, and Mike's a bit of a celebrity, so that may explain the popularity of that episode. Coming in at number 7 with 2,429 downloads is another celebrity, Olivier Award-winning actor and British national treasure Adrian Scarborough, who in episode 376, originally posted on February 17th, talked about playing the fool at the National Theatre in London opposite Simon Russell Beale as King Lear.
Famous Shakespearean clown Will Kemp was not the original fool. It was somebody else.
It was somebody else. It was a man called Robert Armin, who'd only quite recently joined the company. And he was much more a sort of mercurial wit than Will Kemp, who was much more a sort of rough physical comedian.
So do you think that some of that stuff that's impenetrable now in The Fool is stuff that was unique to Armin, and that when we don't understand it because it was so special to him?
Yes, I think there's a little bit of that. I think there are definitely bits that Armin brought to the table. And Shakespeare obviously kind of went, oh yeah, go on then, we'll shove that in. I mean, the fact that he disappears halfway through the play, in the play text, I think it's quite interesting that he has this rather large soliloquy before he goes, and one can't help feeling that the actor sort of stood there and kind of went, what do you mean I'm not in the second half of the play? Well, if I'm not going to be in the second half of the play, I've got this big speech I'd quite like to lob in here, if that's all right by you, Will. And Will kind of went, oh, all right then, keep it quiet.
I do love talking to actors about what they do, but last year I also got to talk to a playwright about what she does, and our conversation tied the conversation with Adrian for the 6th and 7th most downloaded episode of 2014. In episode 383, Meet the Darwins, originally posted on April 7th, playwright Sarah Gamitter talked about the world premiere at the Looking Glass Theatre Company of her play In the Garden, a Darwinian love story, which I was lucky enough to act in, and just like in Adrian's episode, 2,429 of you downloaded our conversation. The play you've written, In the Garden, a Darwinian love story, is this daffy romantic comedy about Charles and Emma Darwin. And I say that as a joke, but because it's an historical drama, but there's so much comedy in it. There's so much heart in it.
Yes, there is.
And was that your, I mean, I think it was your goal because it's in the script, but I think the director and the actors are bringing the comedy into it. Was that your goal to create, what was your goal?
All right, well, first of all, there has to be comedy, A, because I can't help myself.
Okay, good.
I mean, just naturally, things are funny, and you want them to be funny. And then the story itself has such absurd little details that you kind of have to make funny or they're tragic.
Right.
Like, you know, Charles Darwin with his kind of epic illness of constantly being vomiting or farting or having an upset stomach. Oh. Like,
thank you for keeping the farts out of the play so far.
Yeah, so far I was like, vomiting. We'll leave it at the vomiting.
Now, that conversation was posted in April, and maybe it got a boost from Looking Glass's social media department. The number 5 most downloaded podcast from back in January 13, 2014, is episode 371, University Theater Degrees, when we talked to Stephen Skiles about the theater degree program he helped create at Xavier University in Cincinnati, Ohio. Maybe it's number 5 because it was posted in January. Maybe it, too, got a bump from the Xavier University social media department, or maybe just many podcast listeners are students and educators.
You know, the idea I had in mind for the creation of this curriculum came from attending the NAST conference, the National Association of Schools of Theater conference, a few years before. Okay. And that's, you know, one of the big topics of discussion during that conference was, why is there not a bridge between the educational theater and the professional theater? That it seems like we exist apart from each other.
Right.
So when I had the opportunity to come to do this, that thought was always in my mind. And so what we sought to do was to create a program that bridged the gap between those.
Hi, I'm Roy Conley from Disney Animation Studios, and you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you RSC the RSC? Our now 82-city UK and Ireland tour of the complete history of Comedy Abridged continues this week with performances in Yeovil, Chatham, Worthing, Canterbury, and Bedford, then continues around the countries to Neathport Talbot, Newtown, Hedge End, Stourport, Cardiff, Hemel Hempstead, Lincoln, Peterborough, Harlow, Christchurch, Andover, Colchester, Hartford, Hereford, High Wycombe, Swindon, Cardigan, Brecon, Flanathley, Camberley, Grantham, Harrogate, Solihull, Ludlow, Exeter, Galway, Newton Abbey, Downpatrick, Derry, Londonderry, Westacre and Norfolk, Wakefield, Barnstable, Blackwood, Chipping Norton, Pershore, Hounslow, Basingstoke, Guildford, Tenterden, Banbury, Derby, Bolton, Wolverhampton, Worcester, Dumfries, Stranraer, Oxford and Wellingborough. Also this spring in the U.S. we'll be playing East Lansing and Traverse City, Michigan, Manchester, New Hampshire, Princeton, New Jersey and Frederick, Maryland. Plus more U.S. dates this summer and fall, which will be added to our website as soon as we nail them down. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReduceShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office venue and ticket information. Now, as I think I hinted at, 7 of the top 10 most downloaded podcasts of 2014 are from a 7-week stretch from January to February, which seems to support the idea that they're only the most popular because they had the entire year of 2014 to rack up downloads. Coming in at number 4 from back in February with 2,439 downloads is episode 375, The Bible Boys, where we met the cast of the UK Bible Tour, Gary Fannin, William Meredith, David Ellis, and in this clip, Richard Ead, who told us a little of his background and demonstrated his flair for accents and impressions.
Richard Ead, now you have, it's so great to look at you. I'm looking at you across the table here in the touring van. You're playing my role. Yeah. And you are just as handsome as you need to be to play my role. You've got the dimples, you've got the hair. You actually toured in the 39 Steps over here in Britain as matinee idol Charles Hannay. So, God, he's well cast, isn't he? Yeah. Well done.
Look at that, yeah, exactly. It's just the dimples that got me the role. So. Yeah.
And what brought you over here to England, Richard? Where are you from originally?
I'm from St. Louis, really close to St. Louis. It's a tiny town. It's so small, we don't even know the name of it. But that's the closest place you'd have heard of. So, but it's great to be over here. I just get more work over here. Mm-hmm. So, you know, nobody wants to hire me in this state.
Can you put on a little bit of your English accent for us? Because it's really, really good.
Yeah, the only one I can do, and I'm going to teach Will an impersonation, is British comedy hero Alan Partridge.
Oh, yes.
Because that's a terrible thing to do.
Ooh,
that's
my very voice. Nice.
It's like he's in the van. Yeah. It's amazing.
That was a stupid, Will.
The number 3 most downloaded episode from 2014 is one of my favorites. Back on January 20th, in episode 372, which was downloaded 2,507 times, we talked about how there's always one person who will come up to us afterwards and feel like they have to say something off the wall or just critical.
And then there's this one guy stops me. Everybody's gone. I'm about to leave. One guy stops me. He said, yeah, I'm sorry. I just wanted to ask one question. Who was the show for?
And I went, well, I think it's kind of for everybody. The nice thing is we get young people, we get old people. He said, yeah, okay. Because I thought it was very uneven.
The rest of that episode talks about how these folks don't want to have a conversation, unfortunately. They just want to drop their opinion and go, which is usually too bad because it could usually prompt a genuinely interesting conversation. Fortunately, the two most popular and downloaded episodes of 2014 are all about the interesting international conversations that came up when our production of The Bible, The Complete Word of God Abridged was briefly banned in Newton Abbey, Northern Ireland, in January 2014. And with 2,566 downloads, episode 374, Talk Back in Newton Abbey, from February 1st, we talked about the post-performance audience who was thrilled to be allowed to choose to see our show and not have it be banned, including lovely comments from Counselor Billy Webb, the chair of the artistic board of the Theatre at the Mill.
My name is Billy Webb. I am the chair of the artistic board in Newton Abbey.
Are we in trouble?
Can I say that I am delighted that this play went on tonight. Yeah. The artistic board were faced with a really impossible position some week and a half ago. And we met on Monday night and we made the decision that this play should be shown. Having seen the play tonight, I am absolutely delighted that we made that decision that the play should be shown. I think the people of Newton Abbey are competent enough to decide whether they should come along and see this show. I made that decision. I came along tonight. I was entertained. I was educated. And I know that the audience who were here tonight would share that view. Thank you for coming. Thank you for having us.
But the most popular episode of the podcast in 2014 with 2,613 downloads is episode 373, Banned in Newton Abbey, in which producer Davey Naylor and I talked about what I dubbed the kerfuffles in Northern Ireland and tried to put it into perspective. The interesting thing is that the decision was reversed, which meant I had to go back and rename the episode Not Banned in Newton Abbey.
Actually, I've been rather philosophical about it recently, now that, you know, the last couple of days have sunk in. It's nothing really now to do with the Reduced Shakespeare Company. It's all about censorship and the poor people of Newton Abbey and Northern Ireland who have been censored, not us. I mean, we have another 60-odd venues around the UK that we're going to go to, and around the world. This show won't stop.
Yeah.
Reduced Shakespeare Company, like a juggernaut, never stops. I'm sorry that the people of Newton Abbey can't see it, because they need to make their own minds up. That's the whole point of it, right. You know.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. You know, I wonder if our conversation in the number one downloaded episode of the podcast helped the artistic board decide to reverse its decision. And you know what else? It also just occurs to me that all 10 of these episodes are from the first 5 months of 2014. So I'm only figuring out now that I should probably do this roundup of top 10 downloaded podcasts in the middle of the year rather than at the end of it. That way, the second half of 2014 will get the equal chance to compete with the first half of 2015. I'm a genius, and it only took me doing this twice to figure it out. Go back and check out these past conversations, and then send us your favorite episodes via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also post comments on many of our website pages, and you can post reviews of this podcast on iTunes. You can interact with other fans on our website and our Reduced Shakespeare Company Facebook fan page. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter, @reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks on our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks as always to webmaster Matt Rippey, local Zero Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and Garage Band. Our random fan shout out this week goes to @AliceGnome on Twitter. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Roy Conley from Disney Animation, who last night at the Academy Awards became the second RSC podcast guest to win an Oscar when he picked up his trophy for producing the best animated feature, Big Hero 6. The first RSC guest to win an Oscar was actor J.K. Simmons, who also last night won Best Supporting Actor for his performance in Whiplash. I'm so thrilled for both of these hugely talented, wonderful guys. And finally, thanks very much to
to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener for 129 1287ths of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to ReduceShakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less. So much less. So much less. So much less.